The Latin Lover. A pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, presented by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. The last time I saw Father Reginald Foster, it was the Ides of March, and he was standing outside my doorstep. Father Foster, you were reading some Latin to some students about Julius Caesar.
Where your doorstep is where it all began. Because people think that, you know, the whole assassination was in the Roman Forum, which is not true. So it began in a part of Pompey's theater. You have that semicircular thing there with the buildings. And then he had a porticos of 100 columns. And on the opposite side, near Largo Argentina, 2 blocks away, is where there was a small senate house built by Pompeius. And that's where Julius Caesar was killed. And you can look down below the street and you see the back wall, the senate house. It's there. This is from 44 BC.
So you were speaking to your students in Latin. What were you telling them? You were reading Plutarch.
In the Latin translation, because Plutarch wrote in Greek, of course.
Yeah. And were you saying?
And that was the whole description, you know.
What happened? Tell me.
Well, no, he
said... They stabbed him.
Well, yeah, I mean, they stood around him, circumstaterunt eum, they stood around him at signo dato, and a sign having been given, a cascia, inflicted primum vulnus, the first wound. And as I see, he was stabbed 23 times.
But he had a warning.
He had a warning. Okay, the fact is, it was sad, because someone along the street had a warning on a little sheet of paper. And the fact is, Caesar was going to the Senate House as a busy president of the Republic.
So how does one say that, a warning sign?
Well, you say, munitionem scriptum. Tradiderunt ei. And they gave him...
Tradiderunt.
Ei. To him.
Tradidere means to betray.
They handed over to him a written warning.
But isn't tradidere betrayal?
It can also mean that, to hand over. So what did he do? This is all in Plutarch and Suetonius. He was so busy, he takes this sheet of paper and puts it in with all the other things that he had, business sheets for the Senate, and he never read it.
But would he have stopped if he'd read it? Not necessarily.
Well, who knows? He might have, but he didn't. So he just inserted this and said, oh, maybe tonight or tomorrow I'll get to this stuff. You know, as anyone would say. Eh?
Yeah,
and they said, be careful because they're going to get you today.
And it was early in the
morning. Day was the Ides of March, and that was around 10 o'clock in the morning. And so he inserted this with his things, and he never read this note. Then someone else along the street said, beware of the Ides of March. And Caesar thought it was a joke. And he said, yeah, the Ides of March have come. Ha, 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 ha. And you see, I'm still here. And this little prophet along the street said, by the way, they've come, but they haven't gone.
How would you say that?
Iam, iam, advenerunt idus. Said, non abierunt. They haven't gone away.
Idus, literally, what does it mean?
Well, idus is an indicator in the Roman calendar. It's the middle of the month. So either it's the 13th or the 15th of the month. In March, May, July, and October, it's the 15th.
Everyone thinks that the Senate was in the Roman Forum.
Well, the Senate House, the Curia, was in the Roman Forum. But the thing is, the word Senatus is the assembly of the elders.
So it could take place anywhere.
And so it would depend on the consul. They would say, we're going to meet in this temple today, in that temple tomorrow. And it just happened to be, I would say, providential. Why? Because Caesar was assassinated at the foot of his rival, Pompeius, who had been killed 3 years before. And his statue was still there.
There's a lot of killing taking place.
Oh,
Rome.
Yeah, they didn't bother much. They didn't bother with
How would you say colloquially, bump someone off in Latin?
To extinguere or opprimere. And so the Senate could be called anywhere. And at that time, a few days before, he said, on the 15th of March, the Ides of March, we will meet in Pompeius' Senate House. which you'd say is kind of providential. He didn't know he was going to be assassinated at the feet of his rival, Pompeius. And Plutarch says this, so does Suetonius, that the statue was splattered with his blood.
How'd you say that in Latin?
Well, I don't know. Sanguine eius conspersa, conspersa est statua, or conspersum est designium.
And Plutarch also said that they got hold of his
Well,
his
that's, when, that's when they started it. Because he all of a sudden, they all stood around him, and some guy grabbed his toga, and Plutarch says, "Haec vis est, this is violence." And he knew exactly. And someone like pulled off his toga or pulled up his shirt a bit. That kind of stuff. That was a sign that they were supposed to attack him.
What's a sign?
Indicium or signum. And the fact is, Plutarch says it was so bad that people were stabbing each other in their zeal to stab Caesar. So they were wounding each other. It was a mess.
So Caesar, was he a goodie or a baddie?
No, he was a good man. He was very gentle.
Statesman.
One of the greatest things he did after the Civil War was grant general amnesty to all of his enemies and to everyone. He said, "This is the end of the Civil War, and that's the end of it." And people stood up and cheered.
What is end? Finis?
No, finis, yeah.
And?
Amnesia, okay. And they, and Cicero said he used a Greek word, amnesia, forgetfulness. And Caesar stood up in the Senate House, which is in the Forum.
In the Curia.
In the Curia, and he said, "That's the end of this whole civil war." And everyone cheered and raved and everything else. He was a great, great man. He really was. He wasn't vindictive. He wasn't cruel. He wasn't nasty.
Vindictive, cruel, and nasty. Vindictive is a word of Latin origin. Cruel is not.
Vindico, vindicare.
Cruel isn't.
Crudelis.
Crudelis.
Crudelis. That's all Latin. The whole thing's Latin.
What music would you choose for Julius Caesar?
Yeah, I would choose Beethoven's Overture, where it ends kind of dead-like. Boom, boom, boom.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.